any great volunteer organisation in the hills, and we're just about to talk another one.
Absolutely. And now we turn to our very good friend Mercedes Durante, board director, Positive Vibe Foundation, Women's Shed for the Hills, just an amazing person who does so much. Sitting here, nothing seems to ruffle her in the amount of work that she does. It's great to have you here. Welcome to 90.5 and to Spotlight with Darren and myself this morning.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning, Darren. Thank you very much for having me today.
We haven't got a great amount of time, so let's get really right into on Sunday is going to be some very big markets.
Is that right? Positive Vibe Foundation and the upmarket in the hills, we have partnership now, and we're going to run the upmarket every third Sunday of the month. So this is just to raise funds for the Hills Women's Shed and for Positive Vibe Foundation.
And where will they be? Where will these markets be?
It's in Castle Hill Showground, on the side of Castle Hill Road.
So, and what time could I go and get a cup of coffee and so
it
on?
It will start from 8 o'clock and it will go to 4, I think. So we'll have to shift in there. We'll have a stall there. We will sell goodies and face masks that we're doing at the Hills Women's Shed. We're sewing the face mask.
Face masks, they're just going out like hotcakes, aren't they, everywhere? And those reusable ones, they're the best thing, best for the environment.
It's reusable one. We made it from scratch, and there is a filter in the middle, so, you know, compliance with COVID standards. So, yeah, we got a few of those ready to be sold.
And there's three things here, Darren. Just think about the energy that's being created to help people improve their lives. You got the upmarkets, where people can sell and do their own thing, which is great. From that, part of those resources go to the Women's Shed and also Positive Vibes Foundation, in the sense of all of those people in a collective are benefiting from each other's input. Women's Shed, how many members do you have there?
Oh, at the moment we have, we just reached about 50. We started, we reinvented the Hills Women's Shed in February this year, but due to COVID, we needed to stop it. So we closed pretty much the premises now. In July this year, we started again with our meetings. Mm-hmm. Last week, we just finalized the gardening. So we put, there is six bed gardens now where we're going to nurture our veggies and herbs. You know, end of October we'll have a lunch for our members using our own veggies. So it's going to be kind of community gardening day where everybody can come and do their own thing, help us to plant. And yeah, so there is so many things that we are planning to do by the end of this year. Making sure that all our members and come and then get involved. And when I say members, we are targeting the people that we really wanted to target, people that have been at home feeling isolated, people that have some little histories about mental health. So we are so happy and so pleased at Positive Vibe Foundation that we are targeting the right community, and they come in and they see the progress and what we do, and they're always going to be involved. And yeah, it's such a great feeling what we're doing now with the Hills Women's Shed.
So who's cooking lunch on that lunch day?
I will cook some meat and stuff. Ooh. And the rest of the members, that when they come, they can help us with do the salad and chopping and things like that. So it's going to be a day for our members, and I hope to see you guys there as well. It's going to be on a Wednesday. We haven't decided whether it is on Wednesday, 11 to 1, or on a Saturday, because a lot of people can come on Saturday as well.
Sounds fantastic. Back to the upmarket markets this Sunday, and you said it's 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Positive Vibes will have two shifts there. Mm-hmm. What can people expect at the markets in general that would entice them to go along to make sure they do? I think, is there any live music, things like that?
It's going to be kind of music, but it's not going to be any dancing or anything like that due to COVID. We need to maintain the social distancing.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a lot of stools there with people selling the honeys, the marmalades and things that they make at home. So you'll find like a very big community group in there, and different type of you know, the veggie markets and the bottles and things like that. So we are selling as well the face masks, also the dancing shoes for the little kids. We will be selling succulents as well. Some people love succulents, and we do at the Hills Womanshed. We actually propagating those to be able to sell.
That's wonderful. The good thing about succulents, we love them as well, Amanda, my wife and myself, because you just put them in the garden and they look after themselves. You don't have to water them. You don't have to do anything. We've got some lovely agaves and we look after them like they are our children.
And they propagate so quickly because one leaf goes down to the ground and a month after you'll have another succulent.
Mercedes, what drives you? I mean, you've got full of energy. Listeners, if you were able to capture, and I think you can capture through the microphones, Mercedes' lovely smile. She's amazing in terms of energy and getting people together. What drives you to do this?
Look, Jim, to be honest, and I'm going to be very, very short in this, I suffer from domestic violence. In 20-something years ago, I was about to be killed by my ex-husband, right? Coming to Australia, I'm meeting this wonderful husband that I'm married now for 24 years now and have another child with him, brought to me, like, hope. And the way to me that I see now that I'm working full-time and I got some extra time on hand, I want to give back. I want to pay forward. And this is what I do because I did suffer from mental health. And I didn't know back then because back home in Peru, people don't care about mental health. In Australia, we do. And moving here and started to work hard to make a house with my new husband, my two kids came with me from Peru, my third child was born here. I thought, this is wonderful. A country that, you know, that never in my dreams thought of living in, gave me this opportunity. So I create this beautiful family full of love and, you know, why not? Why not help people to come out of that hole that I was before and then make it better?
And Darren, that's why I asked that question, because I always try and take a punt that there's something that drives people to do the things. It's incredible, and I'm sorry that you've been through that, but what you deliver and what you continue to do for people here is outstanding. And Darren and I are just very, very impressed with what you continue to do for other people. You seem to be boundless in energy, and the beneficiaries are people who've been in your shoes. And we thank you very much for being with us on Spotlight, telling your story, and get to those markets, listeners, and have a wonderful time and get that marmalade jam and so on, and get that on that toast with a cup of coffee. Mercedes, thank you. And anything, please come back and tell us more story, and we'd love to come to that lunch, I think, Darren. That'd be fantastic.
Indeed. I look forward to see you guys there, and thank you so much for supporting us as a community, as the Hills Womanshed Positive Eye Foundation, which is a charity organization, and I look forward to come back again and again and again. Thank you.
Thank you, Mercedes.
Alive 90.5.